This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
The Giant Cactus of Arizona by Harriet Monroe. The cactus in the desert stands like time's inviolate sentinel, watching the sun-washed waste of sands, lest they fear ancient secrets tell, and the lost lore of mournful lands, it knows alone and guards too well. Wiser than Sphinx or pyramid, it points a stark hand at the sky, and all the stars alight or hid, it counts as they go rolling by. And mysteries, the gods forbid, darken its heavy memory. I asked how old the world was, ye, and why yon ruddy mountain grew out of hell's fire. By night nor day it answered not, though all it knew but lifted, as it stopped my way, its wrinkled fingers toward the blue. Inscrutable and stern and still, it waits the everlasting doom. Races and years may do their will. Lo, it will rise above their tomb, till the drugged earth has drunk her fill of light and falls asleep in gloom. About this poem, The Giant Cactus of Arizona appears in Harriet Monroe's third poetry collection, You and I, published by the Macmillan Company in 1914. In Harriet Monroe's Pioneer Modernism, Nature, National Identity, and Poetry, a magazine of verse, Professor of English Dr. Robin G. Schultz observes, quote, Monroe's notions of modernist verse were rooted in her imaginative confrontation with the American land. Arizona saved Monroe's life. Her contact with the vast spaces of the American West also saved her career. By the time Monroe started her periodical, the spiritual and aesthetic use that she imagined for nature was already in danger of seeming culturally retrograde. To argue that nature served as an artistic resource as a renewer of the soul and the imagination, was still to argue for the land in feminized aesthetic terms that Monroe's culture found increasingly suspect. Indeed, a decade and a half after her first trip to the Grand Canyon, Monroe's strategy for keeping artistic faith with American nature contributed to many younger modernists' view that she was an irrational sentimentalist. In 1914, Monroe wrote to Ezra Pound, rejecting a number of his poems that she deemed, quote, hardly up to your usual form, end quote, sending back The Temperaments, Emma, Philadelphia, The Father, and Lesbia Ilia. She took the opportunity to diagnose the cause of Pound's poetic slump, saying, quote, oh, little indoor England, and its tiresome little adulteries. For the love of heaven, she begged him, mockingly, get outdoors, end quote.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.